Good evening, everyone. Today is June 27th, 2026. Welcome to the OA Working with Others sponsorship meeting. Now, this evening, we have Rich B here to share his experience, strength, and hope on sponsorship. He will share for up to 20 minutes. Rich, the meeting is yours.
Okay, my name is Rich, compulsive eater, bulimic, and I'm a 100-pounder, and I'm grateful to be here this evening. And I know it's an adjust. I'll say it's adjustment for me because I'm used to sharing my experience, strength, and hope, and so I'll try to keep it 90% on topic. But I'm here because I'm a compulsive overeater, I came into program at 19 years old, got abstinent in 1987 originally, and went through the steps with an old AA sponsor, and who was OA, was a multiple 100-pounder. And after I went through the steps with him, I mean, I was young and spiritual. I didn't have much, in the fifth step. I really didn't, it's like I was young. But I do remember the way he took me through it. My experience was, he worked with gang kids at a boys' home, and there was alarms going off and everything. And then he took my fourth step and set it on fire in the trash can, and said, "This is no longer yours." I was like, "Holy shit!" But it was amazing. My early experience with sponsorship is, as a guide and really somebody just to talk to, for many years. And when I went out and came back, two and a half, almost 2.5 years ago, after, trying everything else out there, after relapsing, I was rock bottom, so I would have done anything anybody said to do, because I came here through basically being in the hospital, bleeding out from this disease, and getting 3 pints of blood in the day after my wife filed for divorce, and after getting gastric bypass and a lap band that didn't work. So I knew in the hospital that I was powerless over food, and my life was unmanageable. I was finally willing to make a decision, and so I decided to go to a meeting in Beverly Hills that I used to go to, where our founder used to go, and there were six people there. I was pissed, and there was like it used to be 200 people, and there was six people, and it was hybrid, and but then the speaker, told me about, hey, there's a group of guys in the San Fernando Valley that, like a real brotherhood in, OA guys that are 100-pounders that, will help you. And I asked him to be my sponsor that day, and he took me through a process of, and we, I do sober eating. Which is not a big deal. It's basically not eating my alcoholic foods, but a process of actually figuring out what my alcoholic foods are. And it's like, not like the way I came into program, where, somebody handed me a sheet of paper and said, "Eat this way because this is the way we eat." And figuring out what actually my alcoholic foods are. And I did that, and then I didn't realize I committed my food and took pictures. And then I didn't realize that he wasn't actually picking up the phone or answering my calls or returning my calls. So I got somebody else. But by that time, I was connected with a bunch of guys in the San Fernando Valley, making my at least three calls a day, going through hell. I was living in a house that, my wife basically gave me notice to move after 27 years, and I abstained, and with the help, of a, my sponsor at the time, and we started the big book. My experience is I have all the books. I use the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. When I originally, I remember when they wrote the OA 12 and 12, and it's okay. It's a good piece of literature, but I don't think that that's, it's not the same as the big book. And so basically, we went through the big book, chapter by chapter. I did an inventory, and I was anxious to finish it. He didn't do it real quick with me. But, and I lost the weight, and it, I think, I don't know how long it took, but it took a while, but we got through it. And then, my experience, and also like I learned also from sponsoring my sponsor what not to do, like what doesn't work, it's like not even criticize, but I remember the day I gave out to my sponsor my fifth step. And I was relieved. I really was. It wasn't perfect because it was on Zoom. I wanted to do it like old school, like in person, because that, but, and then, he said, call me, sit, relax for an hour. I forgot to call in an hour to check, which the big book doesn't say to do that, but he had told me call in an hour. And but I took the hour and did it, and I was late for a game I had tickets to with my younger son because I took the hour. I did what, but I forgot to call him. So I call him like 4 hours later, and he goes off on me. And I, and I learned from that, it's like also what not to do, with sponsoring, because it was like, I was like, well, that was kind of shitty. It's like I felt so good and then I felt so bad. But, I stayed with it. And the one thing I learned, is I was with that sponsor for a year. And, I started, putting myself out there. But I had to change sponsors when, and I learned a lot from it when, like, my son was graduating college and my sponsor at the time had no children. And I was real concerned about going to basically Tucson, Arizona for the graduation and running into my soon-to-be ex-wife. And my sponsor said, you don't have to go. That's going to jeopardize your, sobriety with food. And, personally, that's bullshit. You show up for your kids and you abstain. And you don't, and I learned is like, and I basically got, put out there. I interviewed other people and got another sponsor very quickly because I realized it's like, I'm not living my life and I don't want advice to not do something that will drastically hurt somebody else and create wreckage. And I learned from that is not to give experience, strength, and hope, not to give it, necessarily advice. Who am I to give advice on something I have no experience? And so, I've sponsored a lot of guys and some women, and I will tell you, it's a joy. But my experience is, the way I do it. The way kind of I was taught, and I kind of tweaked it a little bit, is somebody says, will you sponsor me? I give them an assignment to write the history of their eating career and relationship with food and weight from the earliest day they can remember. Half of them don't won't do that, and they just like basically disappear because they don't really want necessarily to do any work. They just sort of want somebody to, I don't know, to call. And my experience is that, I'm there to guide, help people and guide them through the steps and recover, not necessarily, and not to be their friend. I don't, I have a lot of friends in program, but not as spon, I was taught not as sponsees in a relationship. It's real important to have boundaries. And so a lot of people don't do it. And, but it's wild, those who do, It's like such a joy. And I mean, I've had amazing experience, but I take people after that. The second thing I do is I take them through the sober eating process, the workshop that they're, guys in the valley develop. They do at the birthday party and stuff. And basically, we go through a process of figuring out the food. What are you allergic to? Not what am I allergic to, but what is the sponsor allergic to? And really deep about it, because to me it's not about restriction. Abstinence and sobriety is not restricting. It's not dieting. It's about not eating the alcoholic food that triggers, like the in the doctor's opinion, triggers. And a lot of people have trouble with that because they want to diet. What I say is, here's what I can help you figure out what not to eat, and then take that to a dietitian. And that's what I did. And tell the dietitian, be honest, honest. Like, I'm a food addict. And, basically, I did. I burst my stomach. I'm a bulimic. I mean, I'm a bad person when it comes to food. What should I eat? But these are the foods I can't eat. And then basically, commit it the night before and take pictures. And then we could work the steps, is because I can't, it can't be in the food. And unfortunately, I think I've had like five people go out after, finishing their, before they gave away their fifth step. I had one person go out in the middle of the fifth step because we ran out of time. And it's hard. And then I didn't know what to do. It's like, what do you do with somebody, like halfway through the fifth step, somebody suggested, and I came up with that. I switched to the OA 12 and 12 and went through the first three steps. Because I figured, to read the AA again, let's read something a little, maybe it'll relate more. The OA 12 and 12, and it talks about the food. So, but really, the sponsoring has been an amazing thing. And, for me, I'm a very early morning person. I mean, like really early. I'm on the West Coast, so anybody on the East Coast, it's fine. But it's like, even people West Coast, it's like, if they want me, they have to call, those going through the steps, because I do do it quickly. Like this, is it's like 4 or 4:30 a.m. And some people like it's too early. I was like, I hear you. That's when, because I have to also live my day. I can't drop everything. I start my day. It's like I have to teach people. I pray and meditate. I post a meditation in before at 4 a.m. And then I take some calls, and then I go to the gym. And sometimes on the elliptical, I'll take a call if I have to, like an outreach call. But I have to, and I realize is that it's important, for me to be fit spiritually, but also not to be resentful, because it's like I can't do it during the work day. I can't take calls when I'm working. I'm on the phone all day. I'm in, sales, and it's like it's not appropriate. I'll take an outreach call, but I'm not taking a sponsee call. I'm not taking out my big book and, doing that, because it's not, it's not for me. It's not appropriate to do that in the middle of the day. And I tell every sponsee, you got to make three calls and actually talk to three people. Voicemails, texting doesn't count at all. I mean, it's great, but that's not, and so really, just going through the steps through the big book, that's my experience. And, and then once we get to, the ninth step, and that we start the ninth step, because the beginning, up until, chapter five, I do it, I most of the time talk to people daily. And then, but my sponsor taught me, is I talk to my sponsor once a week, but I can call him, and because he doesn't also, that's what he talks to his sponsor, and his sponsor talks to his sponsor, because we don't want to be dependent upon anybody. I don't want anybody dependent upon me. He has called many fellows in the and I don't actually like the word, but it's kind of like you create your own. I tell people, your own regular, your own God squad. Call people that will re actually take your call. Because a lot, that's part of the thing. The difficult sometimes in program is people don't take calls. They'll put their name on a list or something and not take a call. And I said, that's okay, because if you're making the call, you're not eating while you're making the call. There's a good, I mean, you could be, but it's hard. It's harder. So I said, but the action of picking up the phone, it's interesting, because last night I, talked to an old sponsee from last year that, went out, and he wanted help again. And to me, that's the most important thing. I'll say is, I've never f fired somebody from being their sponsor. I've suggested maybe I'm not the greatest fit, but I would never let go of somebody. I don't necessarily believe in that. My personal thing, I know a lot of people do, is the only requirement is a desire to stop eating compulsively. If somebody's not willing to take direction, but what my sponsor told me, if somebody's not willing to take direction, like commit their food and do what we do, don't give them a time slot. Okay, you don't fire them, but you say, call me. You can reach me, try to call me, but you don't reserve if somebody repeatedly doesn't show up. And I've had that, it's kind of like at 4 a.m. But to me, like waking up at 4 a.m. and that somebody doesn't show up to make the call, because I don't text them, or I don't, is so I'll go on like a divisions meet, meeting. I'm up, why not? It's like, it's good for me. I'm already wide awake, I'm ready to go. So, I know, and and I don't have, I'll start wrapping up, is to me the most important thing, and I tell, the people I sponsor, is you have to sponsor. Some people don't want to. Oh, I'm scared I'm gonna mess somebody up. I mean, come on. We're all screwed up. How much could you mess somebody else up if you come from love and kindness? We're not here, because we're all here. It's like, really, if you come from love and kindness, and yes, it's kind of like, somebody's like, oh, did I break my abstinence? I ate a Twinkie. And my personal thing is, when somebody says I ate something, I say, are you abstinent right now? Yes. Then we'll talk about it in 2 weeks, and let's put it in the calendar. I don't believe in talking about it right there and resetting abstinence and stuff, because my own experience and a lot of people is that's an excuse to binge. And the whole thing is, we will talk about it, in 2 weeks, and I'll put it in the calendar. Okay, well, let's talk about it now and write about it. But I find is that part of the disease is like using it as an excuse. And we probably will reset it, but we don't, doesn't matter the date today. It's kind of like you abstain from right now. Let's figure it out, because, because I know I chased abstinence when I took one bite of sugar after being clean from sugar after 16 years. I chased it for many years, and and gained 100 pounds instead. So, to me, it's, about, being, what, and I'll wrap it up, say, what would God want me to do? Be kind and loving. It's like, we know, and just like with sober eating, I can help, I can make a better decision regarding food for you, but I can't for myself. That's really the premise behind sober eating. And in most cases, with life, it works. But I can't say, it's like I told people, hey, if you're in a miserable, I was in a miserable marriage. It's not like anybody would have said, I would have left. No, she had to throw me out. But it's like when I see somebody else, I just listen because I can't give advice. So anyway, that is my time, and I appreciate the opportunity to be of service, and I'll, whatever the format is.
Thank you so much, Rich.